Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
And the reason that we don't know is because we haven't gotten enough data, which means we haven't taken enough action. You can't steer from a parked car. So we need to test things and iterate, and very quickly, we know, is it right or is it not right? And when we wait and try to get that answer by overthinking it, we don't get that answer. We need to work on it, right? And part of the reason that people don't test things is because they have shame, which they don't realize they have. They want to be perfect. They don't want people to see them in the process. They only want to put out finished perfect products. But it takes a second. You have to try it this way. Then you have to try it that way, right? When Amazon started, they just sold books. Then they tried something else. Then they tried something else. There are so many businesses, and those businesses are successful because they continue to try to see, do people want cherry Coke or vanilla Coke? Do people want vanilla Coke or cinnamon Coke or caramel Coke? They have to keep trying. You have to keep going back and getting the feedback. It's not failure, it's feedback. So that takes a minute. It also takes a minute to figure out what is actually the business idea, right? Because yesterday we talked about an ikigai, and an ikigai is three things. It's what you love, what you're good at, and what the world needs. So I'll tell you this story. There was a guy who I had on the podcast. He's a potter. He makes pottery. His name is Brian Januski. He started a company that eventually became Drippy Pots is what it's called. And he was an artist. He wanted to make avant-garde sculpture. And because of that, he was starving because nobody wanted to buy his sculpture. And he was going to stick with it. He wasn't making any money at it. And one day he made a few ice cream bowls. He made on his potter's wheel a few ice cream bowls, and they were pastel colors, and they had this like drippy little lip to them that looked like sort of the ice cream was dripping down on the bowl. And somebody came to his house and said, oh my gosh, these are so cute. Could I buy some of these for you? And he said, no, I don't make those. I make avant-garde sculpture. And she's like, okay. And another day, somebody came over and was eating some ice cream out of one of the bowls and said, these are adorable. Can I buy like 20 of these for my daughter's bridal shower? No, I don't make those. I make avant-garde sculpture. Anyway, long story short, his girlfriend said to him, why don't you just make those? People want to buy them. People like them. Okay, fine. So he made a bunch of these pastel colored bowls, and a local boutique wanted to sell them. So he sold them. Next thing he knows, he gets a call from Urban Outfitters. Next thing he knows, he gets a call from Pottery Barn. Next thing he knows, is a multi-million dollar business. He said to me, I had to realize that business afforded me two things. Number one, I'm making lots of money hiring lots of other potters, employing other potters, having a really good time working at a potter's wheel every day. And that business now funds, that business became the investor for me to make any avant-garde sculpture that I wanted. It doesn't matter if people buy those sculptures. There is a place where what you do is what people need. It's not a hobby. It's a business. If it's a hobby, it doesn't matter if other people want it. If it's a business, it matters because somebody's paying for it. It means they need it or they want it. And there is something very humble and very beautiful about using our talents and our crafts and our compassion and our ideas to meet somebody where they are. And there are so many ways that we can find something we love and something we're good at that is also something the world, the market says, I want it. I need it. I will pay for it. So I bring that up because sometimes that takes a minute. When I was first writing music in Los Angeles, I was writing what everybody writes about, breakups. They write songs about breaking up and falling in love and breaking up again. Well, that really wasn't what the world needed. The world had a lot of those songs. So I started to ask questions. What songs do you need? People told me we need a song about sisters. So I wrote a song called Count on Me. People told me we need a song about colors. So I wrote a song called Let Your Color Shine, and Apple Computer used it in their ad with all the different colors of all the different Macs. And it was all really about sharing people's creativity and their color. It was a gift to find where it merged, where my talent could be something that somebody else needed or wanted. It's not hard. It doesn't take thousands and thousands of tries, but it takes a few tries, and it takes the courage to do it really fast and not overthink it. You try this, you try this, you try this, boom, you've got your answer. So we have you do that. You guys are iterating. You guys are trying. You're giving this away for free. Then you're trying your offer this way. Then you're trying it that way. Now you're raising your price. Now you're trying to do it this way. Now you're working on your messaging. And on it goes. And then you grow your audience. You find your audience, your sliver of the world, and you speak their language and you keep understanding them better and better and better so you can make the thing that they need. And it's actually not hard. It's just, it's about getting it and then taking very decisive action and working smart.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.